Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dominate your fantasy baseball league with Fantasy Baseball Today, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Stanfill, every weekday as we recap every player from every game. We'll get you the latest news, waiver wire ads and drops, trades to make, prospect promotions, and everything else you need to take down your league. Follow and listen to Fantasy Baseball Today on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Would You Rather Wednesday, Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. Ken popped in and said all he heard during that last segment is Jones is now available to work weekends. Which now,
the AI bot has gotten me into hot water.
Uh-huh. But you can use the rewind feature to listen there on the Odyssey app. What do we have today, Billy, for Would You Rathers?
Would you rather have John Henry, Sam Kennedy, and Craig Breslow, or Charlie Jacobs, Cam Neely, Don Sweeney running your team?
Easy. Henry, Kennedy, Breslow.
Yeah, well, that's because you're a big Breslow guy.
Well, that's true, but also, you know, and I guess you can take...
But who's had more days in first place?
You can take Breslow out of it if you want, because he hasn't won anything here yet. He's only been here a year and a half.
Henry is...
As much as you hate Henry and Kennedy, they've won 4 different times. I agree with Sam to a degree. I wouldn't be puffing my chest about it.
No, never.
Unprompted like he did the other day.
Never works in your favor, even though it is true.
The NHL put out a graphic today of all the cup winners in the last 50 years. The Bruins are on there once, and Jacobs has been the owner basically the whole time. So, no, I don't like, I'm not telling you Red Sox ownership is great, but now I'm choosing between them or the Bruins.
No, Bruins, Red Sox. I mean, they're both kind of down right now. Bruins much more so. I mean, and they don't have the track record to fall back on, which is like you and I and fans can sort of point to. Like, when any of them do it, it comes across bad, right? When Cam's saying, Don Sweeney's record as a GM is better than all, like, the winning percentage is so high. And you're like, well, he's never won a cup as a GM.
Right.
And all he's doing is firing coaches. And you guys just missed the playoffs. And so the Red Sox, even though they haven't made the playoffs since 2021, that's a longer gap, but you feel like, As frustrated as a lot of fans are right now, them turning it around feels a little bit more likely than even the Bruins do.
Yeah, and so I totally agree with that. I'd also say, and they've expanded the playoff format in baseball too, it's way easier to make the playoffs in hockey. Half the league makes playoffs there.
Oh,
and so
sure.
I just, making the playoffs is
Raycroft
not.
Raycroft thinks they're making it next year.
It's not all that great of an accomplishment when all you do is sneak in and lose to teams not named the Toronto Maple Leafs. That's really not much of an accomplishment. So I'm not telling you it's a great group. Henry, Kennedy, and Breslow. It's not, but I'll take that over the Bruins for sure. What else?
Would you rather hang out with Craig Breslow or Rafael Devers?
All right, this one is pretty easy.
I think the answer is Devers.
The answer is Devers.
I speak a little Spanish.
Who do I want to hang out with?
Well, okay, so I don't know how. Yeah.
That's question. I'm going to do a lot of nodding.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'd much rather hang out with Rafi Devers than Breslow.
Not a great teammate, though. He may not pay for any of your beers, despite the fact that he's making $30 million a year.
But he is a human.
He's a human person.
I watched, me and you, Keith, are the only two who actually watched it. But I watched The Clubhouse on Netflix, and him and his wife trying to be like cool and relaxed, drinking wine.
Oh my God.
In their apartment after they put the kids to bed.
This is what humans would do.
Was not.
This is how we fool them.
That does not look like a fun thing to do. At least no.
Just synthesizing the data.
At least Rafael Devers is probably fun.
I bet he is.
He's probably selfish.
As
but
long
he's
as you
fun.
Don't lie to him. Don't lie to him. Don't cross him.
Make sure you communicate well, which, again, I'm not strong in Spanish.
That's
but
just a rule in life, though.
That's going to be an issue.
It's a life rule.
Yeah.
Would a translator be there? Again, I speak a little Spanish. I took 5 years of it.
What if you're using your phone to translate? Now we're back to the Craig Breslow situation where you're just talking to a robot.
When can you start?
Yeah, right. Then we're back to that guy.
That's not great.
No, that's tougher, but I think Yeah, look, I don't know.
I'm a Breslow guy. The answer is Devers. The answer on this
answer
one
is Devers.
Look, I have to be fair. The answer on this one is Devers. I don't really think it's that
he
close.
Did when they were at the dinner that they joked about Brian Baio paying for. Didn't Devers order like really expensive wines and stuff?
So he also showed up late and didn't look like he was really interacting with many of his teammates, which it was all very on brand.
It'd be a tough hang, I think, either way.
Okay. Well,
I'd be pretty uncomfortable either way.
Okay, fine.
But Devers is the answer.
But it's very similar to the Red Sox and Bruins. It's like, all right, neither option's great, but you got to pick one now.
Yeah.
The answer's Devers. What else?
Would you rather have free burritos for a year or free pizza for a year?
Okay.
So the guy yesterday in Kiefer Madness won free burritos for a year. Then you read the fine print, and it was a burrito all week, and it was just cheese and beans?
I was going to say, cheese burrito for 1 week. I get whatever I want on my burrito or whatever I want on my pizza for a year?
Correct.
Have some pizza.
Burrito.
I love a burrito.
I think it's burrito.
Yeah, but like pizza, you're feeding your whole family.
Yeah, but that's not for them. This is what I rather. Would you rather have free burritos for a year?
You're selfish. You're being really selfish. But if you get a pizza,
I'm like sneaking my own little meal here away from my family.
So
I would rather have a
din.
Say it again.
It's pre dinner din.
Thank you. I would rather have burritos. Now it's going to be harder to go a full year without at the end of the year.
Pizza's special because it's the only thing that tastes like pizza. Bread.
That's true.
Sauce, meat, cheese. What isn't that we eat?
Can't argue with any of that.
I would agree with that guy.
So
I think Breslow.
I love burrito. I love both.
Yeah.
I love both.
Uh-huh.
I think
this is the opposite of the last two questions. Two great options.
At the end of the year, and I should actually keep track of this because I'm such a frugal fanny. I think I spend more money on pizza than burritos for the year. So if I can
Sick
get
Greg, bro.
So if I can get one of them for free, it would be that one, the one that I spend more money on.
No, I definitely spend more. We get pizza more often as a family because that's what the 7-year-old eats.
How often do you eat burritos?
I mean, if it was just up to me, all the time.
How often do you?
Currently?
Yeah.
Never.
Oh, I had one yesterday. I eat one probably at least once a week.
As a single man, pre-cat, I used to eat burritos all the time. I was like a go-to choice of mine. But now it's like, I don't know. Like,
you get more bang for your buck, though, with the pizzas.
What are we making as a family? We usually make tacos. I like a burrito over that, but whatever. End of the
get
day.
Get some big soft shells and wrap them up, and then it's basically like a burrito.
So what's your answer?
Pizza.
It's a money saver.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, pizza.
Well, that is it's a frugal fanny way of going.
And then I take those savings and I buy burritos.
I might miss pizza more at the end of the year, but I'm going to enjoy the burrito more.
You don't have to not have pizza. You just get one of them for free.
Well, that's a good point.
You can still eat them both.
Definitely burritos.
My thing is, so yesterday it was a bean and cheese burrito.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So are we stuck with like just a cheese pizza?
No. No, no. You can get
whatever you want.
Get meat lovers.
I want.
Get pepperoni lovers.
Yeah, so for instance, what are you getting? What are you getting on your pizza?
Buffalo chicken.
Oh, buffalo
that's
chicken
my favorite.
Nice.
Yeah, buffalo chicken pizza is my favorite pizza.
I like a nice buffalo chicken.
Yeah, yeah. I love buffalo chicken on anything. It could be in a sneaker. I'd eat a buffalo chicken.
Sick brag, bro.
It's true.
What are you doing for steak? I like a carnitas for a steak, for a burrito.
No, chicken.
Chicken?
I eat a lot of chicken.
I don't not eat chicken.
I eat exclusively chicken.
I don't love the steak. I like a little carnitas. That's the way to go for
I'll tell you what my order is for those curious.
Yeah.
I go, because I had it yesterday, I'll go brown rice, black beans, chicken, hot salsa, cheese.
This sounds like a very specific Chipotle order is what this sounds like.
100%.
Okay. Got it. Wait a minute.
Brown rice, black beans.
White rice, pinto beans.
No. Oh,
already
God.
So wrong.
It's your differences, guys.
Yeah.
It is. That's a good point.
The polar opposite.
You're going chicken. I'm going carnitas. What'd you say? Hot sauce?
Hot. The hottest salsa you have.
I usually go pretty
Turn
hot.
Turn
well.
It up.
I want my head to sweat.
Turn it up,
yeah,
I say.
Yeah. Okay.
They're like, this is, we have one kind.
Guac, sour cream, cheese, veggies.
Well, no. Boom, guac's done. Extra money, so no.
You don't get guac?
Nope.
Oh, you are cheating yourself.
They charge extra for the fajita veggies, too, which I throw on there.
Oh, I don't always get those. Those are extra?
I don't know. I'm not too sure.
Dang.
I don't hesitate, though.
Okay. You won't pay for the guac. You got to spring for the guac.
Nope, not me.
What's the point of living?
Not me.
What's the point of living if you're not paying for the
guac?
I want
to save it. I want to be able to give my kids that 50 cents when I die.
College.
Yeah, I got to put my kids through college.
Every time guac I don't order up. Guac, it goes 50 cents goes right in their 401k.
Oh, speaking of me being cheap, I just got blown away. So my daughter's birthday is coming up.
Oh,
and my
boy.
Wife,
just said, you saw dollar signs in your eyes. You're like, great.
No, so
another year older. What am I on the hook for this
year? We're get you a gift.
Damn, no. Bounce house.
No, so actually, we've done a ton of bounce houses. And so my wife's like, can you pay for the cake? She's like, I ordered the cake and we're going to pick it up or whatever next week. Can you pay for it? How much do you think the birthday cake is for my daughter?
$50.
No.
More?
It's more than that.
Oh, so she got like a fancy.
70,
a,
oh, 75.
I think, like, is it a themed cake?
Yeah, 75 yeah.
Trolls.
Bucks.
Trolls.
Oh, that's
it's got $200 billion.
Hundo?
It's under that. It's $90. So I just texted my wife. I said, "Hopefully there's $70 inside of the cake.
Hopefully it's three cakes.
When we cut it open,
three birthdays.
There better be a $50 bill.
I owe you.
And a 20. And I'll be like, all right, now it's fine. It's better be the greatest freaking cake of all time.
I bet it's going to be good.
I don't know.
Trolls cake?
Nice. It's a trolls cake. She's all about trolls right now.
Yeah, good movie.
Singing chocolate all the songs. Cake, marble cake, yellow cake. What are we working with here?
Good question, Bill. It is, I'll get you that exact info.
Dollar cake.
It's not even that big. It's a 6-inch cake. What the hell is that?
6 inches. 6 inches is
it's
huge.
Wild. I'm not going to be able to fit in the car on the way home. I don't know. I don't even know what kind of cake it is.
Whatever. Get back to us.
I'm just going to be disappointed because of how expensive it is.
Okay.
Anyway.
So your answer was pizza?
Yeah, pizza.
Mine's burrito. What else?
Let me find my spot. All right, here we go. Would you rather get interviewed by a robot for a job or interview a robot for a job?
All right, so now I'm in control? Now I get to ask the robot the questions?
I want to be interviewed by the robot. The experience we just had.
You don't want to ask the robot questions?
Well, maybe, but
you could go all different directions.
Now I'm worried about the robot going for my job.
True. Now I'm going to train this robot?
Right. I don't like what that suggests. Like, the robot's now coming for my job. I don't like that.
But I feel like I'm in a position.
I want to be interviewed by the robot.
Now, joke's on you. I'm still in control.
True. I think if you're being interviewed by the robot, you have a lot of questions about like the whole company you're working for, hence the Red Sox. If you're interviewing the robot, that is sort of like it's borrowed time. Like I'm on borrowed time. Like why am I interviewing the robot? What am I supposed to get out of this?
Yeah, aren't we all though? Yeah. But yeah. I think there's not really that much power. If a robot can perform this task for 5 rounds,
yeah.
Which again at some point is on the interviewee, how many times are you gonna do that before you push away? Yeah, if a robot's already performing that, that's not that valuable. No. I wanna be getting interviewed by the robot. Maybe I'm going places. If I'm interviewing the robot,
yeah,
it's probably just taking my job.
Speaking of, I'm looking at the YouTube chat right now, Jones.
Oh, okay.
I'm pretty sure these guys can be replaced by AI bots.
Careful
what you wish for, YouTube
seriously,
chat. Careful what you wish for.
It's not that far away.
No, it isn't.
From the old hot take bot. That's true.
Yeah. Okay. Don't love that.
So that's anyway. Would you rather Wednesday, every Wednesday,
pretty good.
Here on Jones and Keith. You think?
I don't know.
You think the AI is coming up with bits like that?
I doubt it.
I don't think so.
I doubt it very much.
You think they can do a Mount Rushmore Monday? I not me.
No.
Not me.
Top 5 Friday?
Grab bag, maybe.
Probably.
I can make that happen. 617-779-7937.
I mean, I think it almost definitely could do the top 5. It could come up with a top 5 list.
Yeah, oh, it could rip a top 5 for you.
It could do top 5 Friday, no problem.
That's so smart.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dominate your fantasy baseball league with Fantasy Baseball Today, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Stanfill, every weekday as we recap every player from every game. We'll get you the latest news, waiver wire ads and drops, trades to make, prospect promotions, and everything else you need to take down your league. Follow and listen to Fantasy Baseball Today on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Parks head down towards the empty net. Reinhardt with his fourth. Unbelievable. The Panthers begin to celebrate. Panther perfection. The Florida Panthers with their second consecutive.
How much of that did you watch last night, Keith?
Not much.
The game, the festivities,
post-game
interview with Marchand.
Some of the game, none of the festivities.
You didn't stick around for Marchand with the cup?
No.
You didn't stick around for Marchand post-game with Jackie Redmond?
Was there a call for my job again? No. I don't need to watch
this
that.
This is for you, Keith! Yeah.
In your face!
In your face!
You saw the job!
You never believed I could do this!
That's not true. My,
You thought I was washed!
Nope, that's
I heard Courtney say that. You thought I was washed?
Bastardized.
How do you still have a job?
I know, Marshy and WEEAI asking the same questions.
That's very true.
No, it felt inevitable, like the way the series was going, and then the way that game was going. I was like, all right, I'm good here. Well, I'll go watch the Red Sox get two hits.
The cool thing about the Panthers scoring all those goals, you couldn't even tell when they had Skinner in there or not. You're like, it's easy. It's so easy for them to score either way. There could be a goalie in there. It could be an empty net. Didn't even make any difference.
No.
So Marchand does not get the Conn Smythe. He does get his second cup.
He must have finished second, right?
Did they tabulate that? I didn't even stick around to find that out.
That comes out. They don't, like, announce it. But, like, we found out after the fact. I think Ray Allen, for example, was second in 08 for, like, finals MVP. And, like, so sometimes it comes out. I just would assume he was second.
Yeah, Bennett was the favorite. He won.
Reinhardt may have closed.
I was going to say, Marchand was two going into it.
Yeah.
You know, Reinhardt, Verhaeghe, that whole group. But Marchand wins the second cup. I did stick around for it. I was annoyed. I heard what the Panthers did. I mean, Barkov got the first twirl with the cup last night. And then they let all the first-time winners after that go. So the captain got it first. Then they let all the first-time winners, newcomers to the team go. But I'm sitting there going, how long until they let Marchand skate around with this thing? I, like you, was trying to flip back to the Red Sox. In the meantime, he did interview with Jackie Redmond on TNT. I think he was the first player they actually talked to, I think. Don't hold me to that, but I believe he was.
Mm-hmm.
And she asked him at one point, which is a questionable thing to ask. The guy just won the cup, for God's sakes. She's like, you going to be back next year?
Yeah, that's always weird.
It is weird. Like, I want to know, but that might be more of like the guy's on the ice waiting to hold the cup. Maybe save that for like the post-game scrum.
Yeah.
But
maybe mix in a quick how do you feel first,
but
and then
did,
get to the will you be back?
He did hit her with a what?
Yeah.
Like, oh, what? Huh? What?
Yeah, huh? Wait
like,
a second.
I'm not going to say no right now, but I'm going to the highest bidder. And I think there are going to be high bidders, and I wouldn't blame him one bit for holding out for that contract. The Bruins wouldn't give it to him. And I thought all along he was right to ask for it. Bruins wouldn't give it to him. So you want to talk about holding a grudge, which I know he has against you.
He sure does.
But he was like, no, well then I'm going to force my way to the Panthers. You want to trade me to the Kings or somebody like that? Nope, not happening. I'm using my no movement clause. Trade me to the Panthers. I'll win again. I'll get paid in the offseason. F you.
Yeah, it couldn't have worked out any better for him because he picked where he was going to go, right? Like, he was going back and forth with Sweeney and the Bruins all season long, couldn't get a deal done, and then he forced his way to Florida. So, you know, as a Bruins fan, just know he wanted to go to your rival. He wanted to go to
he wanted to stick it to you.
He wanted to stick it to you. He absolutely did.
You specifically.
Me specifically. Me first, then everybody else.
But Sweeney, Neely, Jacobs.
All on the list.
The fans. Like, he wanted to stick it to all of you.
Yeah, and he did.
And he did.
And he absolutely did. I was surprised. I thought he was higher. He actually was sixth on the team in points for the playoffs. I think it's because of last night's, you know, Reinhardt.
But I think he finished with 20 points in 23 games, 10 and 10,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah, 10 goals, which was third on the team, and then 10 assists. So, yeah, he had – it couldn't have worked out any better. Obviously winning the cup, but then playing as well as he did going into free agency. So I think he'll probably have the option to stay with Florida. There was that report that came out that said they'd like to have him back, but they can't pay him a lot. So same issue with
– he's going to the highest bidder.
Although – Rafael Devers wouldn't play another position until he changed teams. Would Marchand take a little bit less than he thought he would with the Bruins to do it with the Panthers because they just won?
Maybe.
He's more likely to play for $5 million there than he is here.
1,000%. He's more likely to take a discount to try and win another cup with Florida than to come back here.
What do you think the market will be for him?
High. What did he want? He wanted $7 million. I forget what we said at the time. $7 million? No. The Bruins were offering him 6-3. He wanted 7, right?
They were doing over like $500,000.
No, they were doing the cutesy.
Yeah.
63 will offer you
6.3. Yeah,
and he wanted 7 and they wouldn't do it.
So will probably give him 7.
At least.
Cap's going up.
He's playing well.
He is 37 though. He is 37 and he hates radio hosts. So, like, you got to factor that in.
Okay, you ready for some numbers on Marchand?
Yeah,
this will get
numbers.
Into his legacy cuz I argued before he even won a cup in Florida. I considered him a greater Bruin than Bergeron, and I still feel that way. I feel like he's a better player than Bergeron even more now that he went elsewhere and won.
He never won any Selkies.
But he got Selkie votes. He got a lot of heart votes. He got Selkie votes.
Bergeron got a ton of Selkie votes. In fact, the most votes.
He did. But what would you rather get? Heart votes or Selkie votes?
Probably heart votes.
Okay.
How many Lady Bings?
I don't know. I think Bergeron.
Marchand, dirty player.
Wasn't getting any of those.
What's the opposite of the Lady Bings?
I was looking
Is
at
the Brad Marchand.
I believe Bergeron was top 10 in heart votes once. Won a bunch of Selkies, though. Great. Marchand was a good two-way player, too. He got Selkie votes all the time, but actually got MVP votes, unlike Bergeron outside of one season.
Are you saying a better career or better Bruin?
Well, I'm sorry. I already thought he was a better Bruin just when he was here, is what I meant to say. But now that he's gone, left and won with Florida, I don't even think it's a debate.
Okay.
158 career points in the playoffs. That's the second most for any player. since he made his NHL debut in 2009-10.
Yep.
Only three players in history have more 10-plus point postseasons than Marchand. Their names are Gretzky, Messier, and Béliveau. His 66 playoff goals since he entered the league, second most by any player. He has 16 game-winning goals in the playoffs. That's the most in that stretch. He won his cup in 11. He won another cup now. You can go on and on down the list. I mean, he's closing in on 1,000 points for his career.
Bergeron won a Clancy.
That didn't do it for you?
No.
Did it get you going?
They were both
He did get a lot of Bing votes,
They were both
actually.
Captains of the Bruins that wildly underachieved. Bergeron's team's failed. Marchand's team this year failed spectacularly.
I think it's a debate for who is the better Bruin. I think now once you tag
on the whole career,
this whole cup, an extra cup,
okay, fine.
And like a great playoff
I'll
run,
meet you
then,
there.
Then I'll say, okay.
Let's debate just their Bruins tenure. Fine, let's debate that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You want to get to actual greater career?
Plus, he's not done.
Marchand now. Exactly.
Yeah.
Marchand now. He's not looking back.
Because he'll probably tag on another at least, 20 goals? How many goals did he end up with the year? So he had 23 in the regular season.
Low.
So it wasn't a great scoring year. But it's not nothing. And then you're just adding to your overall total. So he's at 424 for goals. So he'll need a couple. If he's going to get to like that 500 number, he's going to need a few more years to go.
But
he might play 3 more years.
I think he's getting a 3-year deal. I don't know if he's averaging 20 a year for that, but I think he's getting a 3-year deal. 617-779-7937. You happy for Marchand? What's his legacy now that he's won a second cup? He's a no-brainer Hockey Hall of Famer.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dominate your fantasy baseball league with Fantasy Baseball Today, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Stanfill, every weekday as we recap every player from every game. We'll get you the latest news, waiver wire ads and drops, trades to make, prospect promotions, and everything else you need to take down your league. Follow and listen to Fantasy Baseball Today on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.